Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, loyalty doesn't pay when it comes to insurance.
Well, it doesn't pay when it comes to a lot of businesses, especially in the financial services industry. But yeah, I have personal experience when it comes to insurance. So 4 years ago, and I'm sure I told this story on air at the time, I'd been with the same insurer for 17 loyal years. It was a bit of an embarrassment for me to admit because I'm supposed to be on top of these things. But anyway, I decided after 17 years to do some proper comparative premium shopping. And I found out that I'd been grossly overpaying. And when I switched to another insurer, my monthly premium on the same car dropped by about a third, from more than 1,000 rand to a mere 336 rand.
Okay, now, and this is the question I get asked all the time when I talk about that. What about the excess payment due to making a claim?
I am clever enough to compare that as well. Okay. So that dropped dramatically too, from 3,600 rand to 1,500. So that's less than half, okay? And I even got something extra. I got car hire in the event of an accident kind of thing, which I didn't have before. So it was really a no-brainer. Drop the initial one and move. But when I explained to the previous insurer why I was moving my business after 17 years, they dropped everything, came with all the offers, were going to match my new quote and even improve it. And I declined because I was over them by then. And I was told at the time, most insurers offer new customers a very low new business rate, which is then corrected over time. The premium offered to you by our competitor will no doubt be increased, as keeping customers on this new business rate is not sustainable over time. Okay. So they use premiums from the loyal faithfuls to subsidize the great deals.
The new guys.
For the new guys, right. So which is incentivizing us to switch, or at least compare and keep our existing insurers on their toes in terms of competitive premiums.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure, obviously, that doesn't happen in my case, that I'm not going to get premium creep happen to me ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But the current OUTsurance ad campaign featuring people who've seen their premiums drop drastically on switching to that company. We've all seen them on TV.
Yeah.
Massive campaign. It's based on this phenomenon of people who've been with one insurer for a long time and haven't challenged their premiums, ending up paying very, very uncompetitive premiums, right? So Magda Duplessis lodged a complaint with the Advertising Standards Authority about one of those OUTsurance ads, on the grounds that the saving made by a woman called Orsilla of Joburg when she switched to OUTsurance were completely out of line, as she put it. The ad claimed that this Orsilla had been paying 1,095 rand for her to her previous insurer on her 2008 Isuzu Bucky, and she now pays just 544 rand a month, so about half, a saving of 551 rand, right? So the complainant, Magda, says that can't possibly be true, that she'd paid that much on a 10-year-old Bucky, because she, that's Magda, the complainant, owns a brand new 2018 Ford Everest SUV, and her insurance premium is only 890.
But the premium isn't only based on the details of the car, right?
Okay, yeah, it's obviously also based on the driver's risk profile as well. So age, the younger you are, the higher the premium, and gender, because of course women are better drivers than men, so it's true, statistically.
Okay,
let's not go there. Where your car's parked at night and your area you live in, all that.
All of that
contributes.
Yeah.
But we're talking here about comparing like with like, right? So it's one person with the same car paying half on the insurance. Anyway, OUTsurance responded to that advertising, that claim of misleading advertising, by providing the two insurance schedules as proof that their numbers were right, and the complaint was therefore dismissed by the Advertising Authority, right? And OUTsurance says to the ASA, and it's in the ruling, some consumers may be paying too much to the existing insurers. And I would say yes. Obviously, those have been with one insurer for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in my case, 17 years. Another ad in the OUTsurance series is even more drastic. It features a Melanie of Port Elizabeth who'd been paying her insurer of 16 years a monthly premium of 1,800 on her 2017 Ford Everest. When she switched to OUTsurance, it dropped to just 574 rand, a saving of 1,219 rand a month. Okay, so Melanie was very much like me, one insurer, 16 years, and her premium had thus over the years become completely unmarket related. So I have to say now, OUTsurance would not have been the only short-term insurer to slash that 1,800 rand premium for that woman, what was her name, Melanie, of PE in that Everest, because all the insurers offer very competitive rates to get new business, right? So they've just capitalized it and made an ad campaign about it. So if you've been loyal to one insurer, bottom line, for a very long time, as I was, you really should start making some calls. And don't stop at the premium, as Darren pointed out. Compare excess amounts too, and also check the exclusions to see what you aren't covered for, so that you are comparing apples with apples and you don't get a shock at claims time. And then confront your insurer, ask them to match your quotes, and if they won't, you can take your business elsewhere, but do that exercise like annually.
It was, I first heard this from you a few years ago. And I now
just
do this, every
nice
single
reminder.
Year I go through all my service providers, all my insurers,
because we're all feeling the pinch, right? Especially when it comes to the cost of driving our own cars with petrol and everything else. So don't do without insurance. It's really not a good idea. But you, most of us, I would say, if we made the call and we haven't been claiming, we need to make that call and save ourselves some money.
Excellent. Shop around.
Shop around.
Even for your insurance. If you want to get a hold of Wendy directly, do it on her Facebook. There is an email option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a K in Nola. Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Kerry. The Sky. East Coast Breakfast.